USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In April, Border Patrol agents encountered more than 33,000 people crossing into the United States illegally from countries other than Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle. Axios reporting the number of immigrants from Haiti, Cuba, Romania, and India has spiked during recent months. This as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims the border with Mexico is not open.
It is not an invasion. They have the ability to make a claim, as the law provides, to an immigration judge and the courts of the United States.
Lawmakers are split on whether to form a commission to look into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says there's no excuse for any Republican to vote against it. Meantime, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging, as he says it will not promote healing. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The latest report from the Department of Labor has people feeling optimistic about the U.S. economy.
The Labor Department reported Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment benefits continued to drop last week to a new low during the pandemic. Initial worker filings for jobless claims, seen as a signal of layoffs, reached 406,000 last week. The numbers beat the economists' experts, as they were expecting 425,000 new jobless claims. The numbers represent a fourth straight weekly decline in new unemployment claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The victims of a mass shooting in San Jose, California are being honored. Today, VTA board member Glenn Hendricks spoke about all the deceased employees.
I spoke with family members to share our condolences and sorrow and let them know that we are here to support them in whatever way that we can.
He said he has been in contact with the families and noted they are going through a period of extreme grief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypothesis that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, although he wants the WHO to have no part in the investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired. They disappear.
President Biden spending some time in Cleveland, Ohio on Thursday. The president pitching his infrastructure plan. He adds that after a year of darkness, we're now emerging into the light.
We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-century pandemic. We've turned the tide on the once-in-a-generation economic crisis. And families are beginning to be able to breathe just a little bit easier.
Biden also saying there's still work to do in the fight against the COVID pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.